After a bit of an absence, we are back again. Woo!
It's always like, you know, I always feel like we always go back to our cryologic sleep after one of these things, because like it's always like 2 or 3 weeks, and it's like always like 2 or 3 weeks after we do an episode, it's like the world of wrestling has changed yet again.
Yeah, I know, and you know what? Speaking of changing, that's exactly what happened. Like, you know what? I feel like I just went through like I just passed by like Ultimate Warrior's home or something. It's just like, you know, I just flew over that unknown part of the world, and suddenly everything just changed.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I really should not have loaded that rocket fuel into the car, you know?
That's what happens.
I know, huh? Alright, so welcome back to Count Out the Wrestling Podcast. I, of course, am Stan the Man, and the opposite side of the California is Ramses, the toy killer.
Yo. Indeed. Indeed, I am. Wait. If I'm the toy killer... Indeed. I am the... toy killer. This is my best Randy Orton I can do, you know that?
Oh, man.
I swear to God, it's like, if you don't know by now, I'm Randy Orton.
And then for some reason, the crowd goes like, yay! We love you, man. We love you, man. Guy that punts everyone's head for no good reason.
We love you, man, who punts people back to Florida.
Alright, on that note, we are going to start with the man that punts people to Florida.
WWE Smackdown. Speaking of going back to Florida.
Okay, go on. This one, actually, you know what? Yeah, speaking of Florida, yeah, SmackDown, June 17, 2011, in Providence, Rhode Island. Wait a minute, that's not Florida. What the fuck are we talking about? Okay.
I want to say most of the people that's on their roster could end up being back at Florida Championship Wrestling. I don't know.
I know. Yes. We all know what happened with Husky Harris, okay?
Oh.
Yeah. All right, anyways. Yeah, anyways, Providence, Rhode Island, June 17th, SmackDown. And we start off with Randy Orton himself making his way to the ring and talk about, you know, he's ready to fight, blah, 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 blah. And then Teddy Long, holla, 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 holla!
Holla, 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 there, player, holla, holla. Yeah. Hey, you want to fight tonight? We'll make it to a tag team fight! A 2-on-1 fight against The Undertaker!
Unfortunately, we don't have Undertaker this time. However, Teddy Long did say that Randy Orton cannot fight because he's not medically cleared. Which is kind of true because he did have a concussion.
It's funny. Did you see in his Twitter, he's like, I passed the impact test. And I'm like, what, did you watch TNA Impact? What?
Well then, congratulations! You sat through the 2 entire hours of TNA Impact.
That's how they test you now for concussions. If you don't give yourself a concussion after watching TNA Impact, you pass it. You're okay to clear it for anything. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty easy.
I know, huh?
Like, awesome.
All you have to ask is like, how many Hulk Hogan's am I holding up?
5. Okay, he's good.
Yeah, you passed.
Oh, that's enough of TNA. That was actually a good show, but...
We'll get to that later. Now, after that, Christian music hits, blah, 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 and then Randy Orton, blah, 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 championship, blah, blah, blah. Sheamus comes out and goes like, I want the belt, too, you know, and, you know.
And, but I want the belt, too. Give me my Lucky Charms.
You sound like a Mexican guy trying to be Irish.
That's the only thing I know how to do, unfortunately. That's my impression of, like, every Irishman. Mexican guy trying to do an Irish guy, that's...
I'm sorry, that was like Cheech Marin trying to be Irish. Hey, catch me, Lucky Charms.
I was watching. What's up? I was watching Born in East LA the other night. That's the worst part. I can think of as just the
come,
scene where
come catch
anyways,
me.
Anyways,
come catch me Lucky Charms, Holmes.
Come get me Lucky Charms, Mato. Orale.
Alright, so we move on to the first match of the day, of the night. Sin Cara, Daniel Bryan, and Ezekiel Jackson versus Wade Barrett, Cody Doom, and Ted DiBiase.
Wait a minute, was this a rematch from Raw that previous week?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Because I don't know if it was this week or last, or I can't remember if it was this week they had the match or last week they had a match, but that match they had last week was pretty good.
I think it was, I think what you're talking about, Sin Cara and Daniel Bryan versus Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase. Now this one,
no.
They added, not this one.
No, it was,
what?
I'm
what?
Talking about the Raw one.
Oh, the Raw one. Oh, I'm not sure, but, can't remember.
Anyway,
can't think
me
far.
Neither, sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, it was actually pretty good, pretty decent match, only when Sin Cara and Daniel Bryan was in. Like, my God, look, no disrespect, and I'm pretty sure it's their style, but Ezekiel Jackson and Wade Barrett are tanks. So.
But, you know, that's the thing, it's like, they're at least being effective at being tanks. They're not like, you know, they're not like being the Big Show, where they're actually immobile as tanks.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And this is a really weird end. What happens is that Bryan hits a big running drop kick to the corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they count. Like, 1, 2, 3. They actually made the 3 count, except you can clearly see Ted DiBiase lifting up the shoulder around near the end of the 2.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm even looking wait, what?
I bet you Matthew is just looking at that like, what chiptune can I put on this one?
I can think of one.
Exactly. Right now, playing on names. Anyways, keep going.
Anyways, even you know what the worst part is? That everyone in the ring was like, huh, what?
Not surprised. Even I would be like, I bet you everybody in the arena was like, what the fuck was that?
Like, everyone in the whole world is like, everyone in the whole world must be like, huh?
And guaranteed, please tell me, at least Booker T went, what the hell?
Yeah, I think he did.
Awesome. Good enough.
Now, I think he did, but knowing Booker T wouldn't be surprised. That's like his gimmick now. It's like,
yeah, it's like whenever he sees something wrong, it's like, what the hell?
It's like Ron
what
Simmons.
Do, what the hell?
It's like Ron Simmons doing like, damn.
Alright,
so after that match, they didn't redo the match, by the way, they just, you know, decided to roll with it, so, which was...
That's the worst part, it's like, you're a fucking taped show, and I think I've been to a taping of SmackDown, where they actually filmed an ending again. So it's like, it doesn't cost them to refilm this.
I know, it was weird, but...
But, okay, so at least, who won the match?
Sin Cara, Daniel Bryan, and Ezekiel Jackson.
Okay, so...
Yeah, because of that running dropkick to the corner.
Okay.
I mean, it looks brutal, don't get me wrong, but that is hardly a pin move-ish thing.
Ooh, no, boy. It's just the thing I'm still trying to wonder, it's like, you know, the guy... Please get going before I have an aneurysm trying to think of the whole situation, playing the whole situation out in my head.
Try not to. You know?
Alright.
I decide not to think too much about it. It's just like, they done goof. Simple as that.
Alrighty, so keep going.
Alright, next, Big Show has an interview, and then Teddy Long comes out saying, you know, he can't hit Alberto Del Rio, you know? And after that, Teddy Long, holla holla, comes, just pretty much makes a match right then and there, Big Show versus Mark Henry, wasn't even a match because Big Show just pummeled Mark Henry.
Hmm.
Yeah. And all they brought a stretcher for Mark Henry. I was thinking like, dude, that is not enough. You need to stop.
They need to get a tow truck to get fucking Mark Henry out of the ring.
I know, it's like, beep, beep, beep.
It makes me wonder, you think he's covered by AAA? And when I mean AAA, I don't mean Mexican AAA. No, I mean
I know. I'm sure the AAA clerk must be like, you know, out of her mind. It's like I'm sorry, sir. I'm looking at the manual and it's just like I can't find a card brand Mark Henry.
What the hell is a Ford of Mark Henry? Are you telling me this is a Chrysler? What? Oh, fuck this shit.
Sir, we cannot tow a person. That is impossible.
Trust me, you will.
Okay, after that...
What's for the Big Show?
Yeah, well, for Big Show, we need the one of those tow trucks that... Specialized tow truck, one that tows, semi-trucks, yeah.
We need to get that Optimus Prime truck some way, somehow. Oh, anyways, we should cut with the bad puns here. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah, we're going to get our ass kicked.
Somehow. We're going to get our ass kicked, we're going to get our hair split.
Somehow, some way. But anyways, after that, Christian cuts a promo in the backstage. And then after that, Alicia Fox, Rosa Mendez, and Tamina versus Natalya, AJ, and Caitlyn. Now... For those of you that have no idea who the last two are, they're the woman's next winner and the runner-up. Now, AJ actually looked pretty good. You know, she was.
That's one thing I've been noticing. She's actually been getting a lot better in the ring. It's just like, you know, I think she's gonna be like the female equivalent of Daniel Bryan, where she's gonna have all these good matches, but you're gonna see everybody shit on her, like on commentary, or like they're gonna make her look like shit, like in the ring, like she's gonna be losing constantly. That's my biggest fear right now with her.
Well, funny you should mention that because she did lose to Tamina, you know, who hit a big Samoan drop.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You also missed the match.
Which is?
Jinder Mahal beats Vladimir Kozlov right before.
Yeah, you know what? I almost forgot about that because two things. One, it was so damn quick. And two, Jinder Mahal is not that impressive so far.
Still happened, so it's like, there you go. That's actually all the only thing I'm going to say. Jinder Mahal beat Vladimir Kozlov. Anyways, next.
Next. I will say this. Kozlov did look pretty good. Just Jinder Mahal didn't.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I've been trying to see for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Johnny Curtis, you know what? That's all I have to say. Move on.
Thank you, because it's like last. Oh my god! They finally explained to me what he was trying to do. I'm like, you really? Like I was like, the Miz, really, 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 really. Oh my god! I can't believe he did that to explain the most stupidest. Oh my god! And then this last week. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Next.
And this one was just as bad, I will say that. And next.
No, please.
Yeah. Okay, next one. The Usos versus the former core, Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater. And believe it or not, I actually like Usos. You know, they actually are a good tag team.
Yeah, they are. Like, okay, the problem I had is, One of the things, once they start working a face style, it looks like they're a lot more comfortable as faces. So maybe I think that's what's contributing to like them looking a lot better on television. It's just like them getting out of this heel power move thing, which looks kind of awkward for them. And I think they're a lot more comfortable for them doing like, you know, heel style, doing face style moves.
Yeah, because Jimmy did the pop and lock and ducked the clothesline and then kicked him, which was just like, wow, that was actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, wow, okay, you know what? Between these two guys, the Usos and the Gabriel Slater, Usos have a lot more personality, which is always a plus in WWE.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's the worst part. It's like you think, the thing is, like, for a while, Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater were gonna, look like they were gonna get, like, some sort of spotlight after all this, but nope. The Usos, I think, are gonna, like, look, their future's looking really bright right now.
Yeah, not, the problem is that Justin Gabriel is really too technical, and Heath Slater's just annoying.
I remember this one time, I think, when, like, during the first NXT, just as it started, I showed you this picture, and he put him, like, I'm blanking out. Yeah. Keep going.
Anyways, Usos actually won this one. Now, Jimmy hits Gabriel with a DDT, right? And then Jay tags in, and Jay hits a top rope splash on the Gabriel for the win. Yeah, it was sort of like, you know, like rock, like, you know, I'm a rocket, deal with it type of a top rope splash, you know, like hands down.
So he's like fours.
Yeah. But you know what? I kind of wish, here's a little wish list. I kind of wish he did the whole, like, Jimmy Snuka, like, body splash.
I wouldn't be surprised if the more over they're going to get, you know, giving nods to their father.
Yeah. Because, like, if you can do if you're Usos, and if you're doing the body splash, how come you're not doing it Superfly style, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my wish list. Nothing bad about that finisher, but just a little wish list, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't hurt to pay tribute once in a while.
Right. Okay, so next, Alberto Del Rio comes in and then starts cutting promo about how Big Show is a bad person and he deserved what he got and blah, 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 right?
Yeah, because he nearly killed Ricardo Rodriguez on Raw, like, on that Monday.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
And then Big Show comes in and Del Rio runs away, right? And Big Show obviously cannot touch Del Rio, so what does he do? Just tears apart the announcer's area. Announcer table, gone. The barricade, gone. Chairs, gone.
Doesn't surprise me. That's usually the default place on where they want to destroy everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next one. Go on. Okay.
Yeah. No, you go on. That's what I'm telling you.
All right. Christian versus Sheamus. Now, if stipulation is that if Sheamus wins this match, that means the World Heavyweight Championship match will be triple threat match in Capital Punishment. If Christian wins, then the match will remain as is. Orton versus Christian. Now, Christian wins, and Orton, after the match, Orton rushes into the ring, but the Christian escapes. Now, after that, Orton punts Sheamus to Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he got seen again, didn't he?
Excuse me?
Did he get seen again after that, or is he officially gone?
I think, I'm
just kidding.
Sheamus is way, like, right now they invested a lot, way too much in Sheamus to send him back to the SCW. Yeah. So
let the pigeons loose. Oh god.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm watching Impact, ladies and gentlemen. I just saw Bill and Sky and I'm like, oh my god! Holy crap, I can see things that I don't think you should be seeing on television, but this is so beautiful!
What the fuck?
Anyways, keep going, for God's sake.
You make it sound like TNA Impact just turned into a diamond or something.
For that brief second, I was like, holy shit, I think I just saw something. Anyways, keep going.
Am I going to be able to see it? Because, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah, okay, one of these...
I got... What?
One of these weekends, you're going to have to tell me what it is.
You've seen it, I hope... I don't know, it's just... Oh my god, it's just one of the things where I'm like... It's like... it's. I want to scream in agony, but it's like I want to also scream in joy, because like, oh my god, wow, it's so beautiful.
Okay, alright, I'm going to have to ask you about that later. I'm curious now, but anyways, that's it. I mean, that's it for the that's it for the SmackDown. And you know, it's a decent run into the Capital Punishment.
Yeah, so that happened last Sunday. So, did you happen to catch it?
The Capital Punishment.
Yes.
Not exactly, but I do have the results here, courtesy of WrestleView.com.
Alrighty then. Well, what's running down, my good man?
Alright. First of all, you want to talk about the dark match?
Who was in the dark match again? Was it like Daniel Bryan wasn't in the dark match?
I don't know, I forgot, but okay, you know what, forget it. Let's just move on. Okay, so first of all, Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler for the United States Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly enough, Dolph Ziggler actually won. He is the new United States Champion.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he rightfully deserves it. He worked his ass off. To be honest with you, he's actually improved vastly in his in ring. So.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, like, his, like, personality, too, you know? Like, that cockiness is actually going somewhere now, you know?
Oh, yes. Even though for a couple episodes when he became generic claw wrestler number one with the black hair, he looked like Robo Ziggler.
But then, you know, he dyed his hair again, so he's Dolph Ziggler again. Everything's all good now.
Yes, everything's right with the universe.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so next, The Miz versus A-Rite. Okay, you know what? That name is just like.
Just say Alex Riley.
Yeah, Alex Riley, because A-Rite sounds like I'm thinking like pastrami with rye or something, you know? It's just, it doesn't.
I think Alex Rodriguez, the baseball player.
Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, well, it might work in New York, but not here, you know?
Exactly.
And certainly not in Texas. So. And apparently I'm reading that Miz's awesome balloon entrance appeared again.
He's been using it in pay-per-views lately. That's what I've been hearing.
Is it working?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because who did the job?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Miz lost.
Yep. He lost. Alex Riley won with a big jumping DDT.
So, I think that's his finisher, huh? Big jumping DDT?
I think so. I mean, you know what? Give it more time to develop the finisher. I mean, because look where CM Punk started off with Anaconda Vice, and then, you know, later on, GTS.
So, go to GTS.
Yeah.
But no, he's not too bad in the ring. That's the one thing I've noticed. He's not too bad. He's not awful. He's not bad. You know, so that's the good news.
You know, let's just see where he goes. I mean, you know, more he develops into, and more we'll see, you know, more technical aspect out of him, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, next, Big Show versus Alberto Del Rio. Hong Kong, yeah. Anyways, right from the get-go, Big Show just ambushed Del Rio, and just lots of brawling from what I'm reading, but like Alberto Del Rio actually won, because I think Del Rio aimed for the knee of the Big Show. Alright, so after that, what's up?
No, nothing. I was thinking something out loud, but anyways, keep going.
Alright. Next, Intercontinental Championship between Wade Barrett, the champion, and Ezekiel Jackson. And we have our new champion, Intercontinental Champion Ezekiel Jackson, yes.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, it's paying off him doing power moves and being out at Nexus, so... I mean, Core, or whatever the hell those people are nowadays.
Apple.
Or just...
Yeah.
Or just four random jobbers.
Yeah. Job Squad 3.0.
There you go.
All right, so after that... Let's see, next. Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk.
And I heard that was a really good match.
Yeah, I'm reading a lot of counters. It's just like crazy, crazy counters.
Yeah, because that's one of the things I remember reading. Is like people really love the match.
Mm-hmm. And CM Punk won.
Yeah, so that's... Well, we'll get to that in a little bit, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after that is a WWE World Heavyweight Championship between Randy Orton and Christian. And a lot of back and forth. And in the end, Randy Orton keeps the title because, get this, Orton hits the RKO, right? Orton covers Christian. Christian's leg is under the bottom rope and referee still counts three.
Oh my god, it's like back to the issue. Oh my god.
Yeah, back to that SmackDown all over again.
Yeah. Well, I guess this one was more planned than it was supposed to be. Like, you know, I think that was just a fluke on their part.
Well, I think what happened at SmackDown was an actual mistake, but WWE decided to just, you know, make a storyline out of it. That's my guess. So next, Jack Swagger versus Evan Bourne, and Bourne wins.
Yep, Bourne wins.
Mm-hmm.
Some way he's again the guy's on a row. That's one really good thing that he's on a row now.
Mhm. That's good. So yeah, I actually I think Evan Bourne should get more opportunity.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. Even freaking John Cena, he's been vocal about having him be pushed a lot harder than he is. So. Push hard.
All right. Speaking of Cena, him versus R-Truth for the WWE Jimmy Championship. WWE Championship. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
For all the little Jimmys in the world.
Our little Jimmys want me to be a good R-Truth.
And it's funny, too, because at the end, Truth left the ring and takes Cena hat off this little kid, right? And then this kid throws his drink in Truth's face.
He jobbed to Pepsi.
Yeah.
CM Punk will be proud. No,
yeah, not just Pepsi. He jobbed to Little Jimmy.
Yeah. No, it's, I think more he just jobbed. Like, again, I bet your tear ran down CM Punk's face. It's like, jobbing to Pepsi. Beautiful.
Probably, yeah. So. maybe that's. You know what? Hey, maybe after he's done, like, chasing after little Jimmy, R-Truth is gonna go after Pepsi, you know? Like, Pepsi, screw me over, y'all!
And this will lead to the epic feud between R-Truth and CM Punk, and that's the reason why he stayed.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All because of Pepsi. God bless you, Pepsi.
God bless you indeed. Anyway, so John Cena wins.
Yes, John Cena wins due to little Jimmy's interference.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, so that leads to the 3-hour Power to the People Raw.
Oh, Power to the Nothing as more as I like it, so why don't I take over from here, man?
Yeah, go for it.
Alrighty, so it opens up with CM Punk. He's like, I beat Rey Mysterio, I did all this and this and that, so I deserve to be the number one contender. So the GM rings in, he's like, no, you can't just because you made a big deal about it. And then he's like, you know what, I'm gonna have a sit-in protest here in the ring just so I can prove a point. And then the GM's like, oh, you know, you can't, you're making a big deal about this, so tonight you're gonna have a number one contenders match against Rey Mysterio and Alberto Del Rio. So that match was made. So there you go. So the very first match was a Divas match between Brie Bella for her title belt against Three of Choices. And the choices, then the winner of that choice ended up being Kelly Kelly. So they have a back and forth, blah, blah, blah. And there's a new Divas champion, and that is Kelly Kelly.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
I don't know what to make of that, really.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, first of all, anything to take the belt off of Bella is a good thing. To me, you know? Second of all, I actually do like Kelly Kelly as a women's wrestler. I mean, not, you know, I mean, granted, she only comes out in bikini, and that is really impractical, you know? As hot as it may be, it is still impractical, but she has been improving a lot in terms of ring work. And I mean, you agree, right? I mean, she has been improving a lot.
Yeah, she's improved so much since, like, the days of ECW, so.
Mm-hmm. I think she deserved it.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is also, it's like, there's just a part of me that's like, maybe they should have really went with Beth Phoenix, but I don't know. That is me.
Again, this is a fan's choice, so really, you know, I think Kelly was just... Yeah, it really was, via texting.
No, but the thing is, like, whenever I hear stuff like that, it's like, is it really? Really? I don't know.
Yeah, because the next match really shows it's legit.
All right, so the next one is Evan Bourne, and they had three choices between Sin Cara, Jack Swagger, and Mason Ryan.
Before we go on, we will talk more about this after the match. You know, something did happen, so you go through the match and we'll talk about it. Okay.
So apparently, Evan Bourne. Apparently, the people picked Mason Ryan. Don't know why. Don't know how.
Batista.
The British Batista. I swear to God, man, that's what he is. But I don't ever, like, he needs to grow that soul patch again. That's what he needs to do. Anyway,
get more tattoos.
Yeah, get more tattoos. So, Mason Ryan obliterates Evan Bourne. Like, he killed the little man. And he wins.
I like how WrestleView puts it. Like, winner via bookend / rock bottom / WWE Universe not picking Sin Cara.
There you go. This is what makes me think it's...
Yeah, you would think so, but here's the thing. WWE, after the Raw, WWE actually officially admitted that there was an error in the voting. So, a lot of people voted Sin Cara, but there was, overload in the their texting server or whatever they have. So, Mason Ryan got picked by error, pretty much.
Oh my god, you always see my face right now. That's all I gotta say.
And this just goes to show you how legit it is. Next Monday Night Raw, they're gonna have Sin Cara versus Evan Bourne. Just to make up for this fiasco.
Alright.
Yeah.
I'm down for that. Thank you. Thanks for telling us this, because I would have not known if you told me otherwise.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Apparently these warnings are really legit. But you know, I think it makes sense, because texting, like, millions of texting can really overload things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what, I also gotta give WWE for standing up and say, yeah, we done goofed.
Not just that, it's like at least they're also admitting, it's like, you know, hey, you know, it really was legit. Like, you know, we're not like, this was really rant. This was really like power to the people. So it's like, all right. So at least that was justified. Mm-hmm. Can't say the same thing about this next one. An arm wrestling match between Kane and Mark Henry. And yeah. Again, this is another one where I wish you could see my face right now, because it's like, all I remember was just nothing happening, and then I think Mark Henry just punched him, and then they just brawled, and I think they destroyed the announcing table.
That's better than just having a straight up arm wrestling match, okay?
They could have. That's the WWE Universe. They voted for an arm wrestling match.
Yeah. You know what? You get what you vote for.
I totally wanted some Sylvester Stallone over the top action. That's what I wanted, man. So R-Truth comes out. He says he got screwed over at Capital Punishment, and out comes out Christian. He says I got screwed over at Capital Punishment, and then The Miz comes out. He says I got screwed over at Capital Punishment. So, out of nowhere, Teddy Long of all fucking people comes out and he says, "Holla there, players! I may not be the authority figure here, but I'm gonna make you a match tonight. You're gonna go all three. You go one on one against the Undertaker."
I may not be authority figure here, but I'm gonna make a match. That is just illogical. I'm sorry. Like, there's just so many contradictions.
Yeah,
the
worst part was, like, this reminds me of what happened the week before. During the extremely awesome Raw Superstar show they had that last week. Mm-hmm. Where this was pertaining to Randy Orton. And it was like, Randy Orton called out Christian. And Christian wanted to come out. But, like, they stopped Christian. And then the Dallas GM brings in, even though they told him he's not supposed to be there that night. It was Stone Cold's night. And I'm like, but he did, now looking back at things, like I guess he did, like he did establish that about the concussion. So it's like, but I would have preferred it more if it, like, Teddy Long came out. That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, and for reals, what he did, he really did come out and he did say, you know, you three want to bitch about it, then yeah, fine. How about you take it out on the guys that screwed you over at Capital Punishment? So we're going to make it a three-man, six-man tag between you three against John Cena, Randy Orton, and Alex Riley.
And Little Jimmy.
Yeah, and Little Jimmy. I will say that promo when, like, it was like, I think it was like Christian and The Miz were saying who got screwed over? You know what? I got screwed over by Randy. You know, I got screwed over by A-Rod. Randy, A-Rod, Hell, Randy, A-Rod, A-Rod. And out of nowhere, fucking R2 like big wide eyes. Little Jimmy. I want it. I got took all of that.
I mean, from what I'm reading, like, you know, even Christian's like, who the hell is Little Jimmy?
Yeah, literally, it almost like just giving this look of like, the fuck? It's like also like a couple of weeks back when R2 was like, I want my son back.
I want little Jimmy back.
He literally said, I want, let's all go see the new John Cena movie. I want my son back. And everyone was like, literally, you can hear a pin drop after that. The arena just went silent, like, what the fuck is this saying?
Oh my god, okay,
Can
we move on? Can we move on before, like...
Yes, that's what I was trying to do. So, we had a United States Championship rematch between Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston. And I can't remember the two choices off the top of my head, but this match ended up being a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah, I believe the choices were 5-3 falls, Vicky Van from ringside, or submission. And I am surprised that nobody voted Vicky Van from ringside.
Because trust me, they would have wanted her out of ringside later in the night. Trust me. I gotta say something. Can I get this off my chest right now?
Oh.
Okay, I got nothing wrong with Vicky Guerrero. I think she's, you know, for a woman her age, she's doing really well for herself. And, you know, thank God, you know, she's, you know, thank God she's already made peace with Eddie and stuff like that. But the thing is, the more she's losing weight, and the more she's looking the way she is and dressing, the more she's looking like my auntie. And it's just one of those scary, ironic things where it's just like, ugh. I can't look at her. I can't look at the screen. I was like, oh god, she looks like my auntie.
I mean, does your auntie sound like, you know, Vicky Guerrero?
At times, yes.
Oh,
it's
wow.
I think it's a Mexican thing.
Ah. Well, anyways, well, you're right, though. I mean, she's doing really well, and, you know, you gotta commend her for that, obviously.
Yeah, but it's like, the thing is also, like, you know, the reason why, like, I don't want to say anything, it's like, god damn, you look like my auntie. Anyway, so they had a match. It was a, that was 2 out of 3 faults. And I think they went for, they went all 3 bouts, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And
I think, Kofi got the first one via an SOS. Second one, I think
actually, the first fall was Dolph Ziggler during the commercial break. Oh, second yeah. one was Kofi Kingston with the SOS.
And the third one was Dolph Ziggler gets DQ'd.
Right.
And that's how he got Kofi Kingston DQ'd.
So Kofi Kingston wins that third fall, but Ziggler retains the title because of DQ and stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that was a pretty good match. That was a pretty good match. I commend them for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I think, like the most talked about thing that happened during the during the night. So, you remember the fans stipulations for this match.
The triple threat match.
Yeah, Alberto Lurio.
Yeah. Let's see. It was no DQ, false count anywhere, or submission.
And this was a false count anywhere match.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty good match. Oh, a very good match indeed. Like the only problem, like I guess what ended up happening was, Alberto, like I think, Rey Mysterio Rey Mysterio pinning Rey Mysterio. My god, it's like Paradox. No. Rey Mysterio was about to pin Alberto Del Rio, but CM Punk comes in, he drags him out, and then he gets the pin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how CM Punk wins.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk gets the mic, and he announces that he's gonna cash in his number one contender spot at Money in the Bank, which is the next pay-per-view after this, which is in July.
Mm-hmm.
And he said these two things. The reason why it's special is because it's the second annual, you know, Money in the Bank. You know, I'm pretty sure he's like, you know, ha ha ha. But the second thing is he said something that's like, it made us all stop and like, holy shit, he's right. And that is that he said, well, this is the part about the honesty. That as, you know, the 17th, it falls on the 17th, on the 18th, that's when my contract expires. And that I hope to, you know, I don't think I'm going to re-up my... Did he say anything about that? Like, did he say anything at all, like him re-upping his contract? Because all I remember him saying was like, my contract's expiring.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. 17 is the contract expire, and then when, according to him, he says, quote-unquote, when the clock strikes midnight, he's leaving the company, and he's leaving as champion.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's like his future is left into ambiguity.
Well, so a lot of people are speculating that he's going to leave, you know, because he's been doing this for years, and, I mean, he took a lot of bump.
Not just that, you know, I've been hearing he's just unhappy. He's just unhappy in his position as we speak. So, you know, like I said, whatever he wants to do is whatever he wants to do. So if he wants right. to leave, he wants to leave. So,
I mean, if he leaves, I'm hoping that it'll be like on a good term because he has done a lot for this company. So,
yeah, so it's like, you know, he's one of the few people that, you know, he's just one of the few people that we can, that, I don't know, it's like, he's one of those few draws to me that I think like that. He's one of the more unique people backstage yeah. and stuff like that. From
I mean, so let me put it this way: like even when he was a heel, I would be still marking out to CM Punk.
Oh, I don't blame you either.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. So that's. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of theories going around right now, but all this conjecture.
Yeah. Again, we are not gonna know until Money in the Bank. Okay, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like I said, my theory, like I'm thinking that they are gonna try to do something to keep him in just before that, but
mm-hmm. again, we'll see.
If this is a video podcast, I'd be like having my hands in the air, like whatever. Alright, so next match was a... Oh my... I gotta have the stipulations right here, because I only have, like, the end results of these, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might as well just say the end results of all of these. So, it was a no-count-out match, which is... I literally, when I saw this result, I'm like, this could have been something a lot better, but I think because of how ambiguous that term is, everyone thought, like, oh, no, needs no count, like, he must have meant something else, and everyone, even I think the announcers were like, the fuck? I saw the description, I was like, what, so they can just go out of the ring and do whatever the hell they want? Okay.
Haven't they done that already?
Yeah, it's like, again, even the announcers were like, they were just silent, like, what the fuck is that kind of match anyways? Oh, no. And this is the first time I've ever seen that on paper also. A no count out match. So I should tell you who's fighting in this one.
It's yeah.
Daniel Bryan versus Cody Rhodes, or Cody mm-hmm. Doom, because failure is beneath Cody Doom.
Yes.
And I think he got him by a supplier's small package.
Hmm.
He got him by, I think he was turning around a hold that that Cody Rhodes was putting in, and then Daniel Bryan got the win by giving him by a small package.
That's kind of weak.
I know, and this is what ended up happening afterwards. Ted DiBiase comes out, and then Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase just beat him up for like 5 minutes straight, and then put a bag over his face, and I'm like... I was watching this, and I was like, where the hell is Sin Cara?
I think he got lost.
Wait, like Spinal Tap?
It's like,
lots of fucking.
I know, it's like, donde está el ringo?
Donde está el ring? What?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Alright, so the next. I don't even know if this is even considered as a match or not, but The Thing involved Auntie Vicky Guerrero, and I think the three choices at the top of my head was Todd Grisham, Michael Cole, and Booker T, and everyone voted for Michael Cole. I'm just like... All through the segment. By the way, that was my head banging on the table. I see colors now, dude.
Oh.
It's like, dude, I see a light, man. Oh wait, that's my desk light. Anyways, so.
Alright, back to reality, you know?
I saw Jim Morrison, man. He says he's doing pretty awesome. Anyways, so it was a dance contest, quote unquote, if you can call that. Don't know what the hell Michael Cole did. Don't know what the hell Vicky Guerrero did. Apparently Michael Cole won. And I was watching the show, so it's like something must have happened. I think it must have had an aneurysm or something like that, because things went black for like a few seconds, and then they were on to their last commercial.
Wait. What?
You heard me?
it sounds like you just skipped time.
Exactly. This segment has the ability to push people forward through time. Because things go black, and then they see, you know, like, what the fuck?
God. Alright, so move on to the next one.
Alright, so the last thing was... It was actually the main event. It was R-Truth, Christian versus R-Truth, Christian and The Miz versus Alex Riley, Randy Orton, and John Cena. And it was they wanted to do a 20-minute time limit match, elimination match, and I forgot the last one. I think it was
single
submission
fall.
Match. Yeah, single. Yeah, so yeah, one fall to a finish.
And this is apparently an elimination match now.
Yeah, an elimination match, and yeah. I think what just ended up happening was everyone got eliminated. I think R-Truth, no. Yeah, I think what ended up happening was, like, everyone fought against, like, each other, and they pretty much, and it pretty much left John Cena at the end. He, like, defied all the odds, and he won.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Well, so much for that.
And then it was it looks like some, like, even though we said some things were not that bad, like the Rey Mysterio, Alberto Del Rio, CM Punk match, those were just a dime a dozen to the rest of that show. I swear to God. And like again, there was that time skip where it's like literally like time went forward like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I think I almost fell asleep during this.
I don't blame you. I was about to fall asleep too. I was like, I can't stay up anymore. This is
wow. Bullshit. You know, like the thing is, you know what? Any show that puts me flat out, makes me fall asleep, I would consider it a bad show.
No, I was reminded, like, there was this TNA show, like, they were watching, it was so bad, I, like, literally, like, once the clock strike 11, I went to sleep like a rock. So it's like, wow, I think that was the same thing with you.
No, I actually fell asleep in the middle of it. Yeah. That's the worst part, is that, like, it made me fall asleep in the middle.
Damn.
Yeah, damn, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. I gotta say it right. Damn! Yeah.
Wait, that came out totally wrong. Anyway, so...
Yeah. There you go.
Alrighty then, so...
Alright, so... That's it, let me...
Shall we go to LOL TNA?
Yes. Quick skim through the Slammiversary results, though, because they are gonna matter a little bit.
Alright.
Yeah, James Storm and Alex Shelley versus a British Invasion, and Storm and Shelley actually keeps the title.
I actually have a little note of news about that. Or you know, originally they wanted to make an AMW reunion because mm-hmm. of that. That was the original plan, but you know, instead it was LOL Chris, a fat Chris Harris in a singlet. That was it. Oh. That's why they really dragged out Chris. I feel sorry for him. Anyways, keep going.
Well, you know what? It could have still worked, because what would have happened is that Chris Harris would have ate both Douglas Williams and Magnus. and Slammaster J and Kaelin Croft would have a roommate. Yay!
Oh, man.
Okay. Alright, so,
keep going.
Next, Scott Steiner, always a pleasure, versus Matt Morgan. And Matt Morgan wins this one at 9 minutes 20 seconds.
Not surprising. I think they wanted to blow it off, and they made, yeah. I think it was just a blow-off match. I don't think they're going to... I think all this was just blow-off, because like it's all void and null, because they're all doing the whole... We'll get to when we get to Impact.
Mm-hmm. Now... Third match, X-Division title match between Abyss, Kazarian, and Brian Kendrick. And in a mind-numbing decision, Abyss still keeps the X-Division title.
Ow, my brain. Ow.
Yeah, there. Next, Samoa Joe versus Crimson. And...
I heard this was a train wreck. Train wreck.
Was it in
but
a good...
Magnus was like... No, like, Magnus was, like missing moves, like, he was, like, doing moves, like, you know, if he threw, like, a punch, it would be, like, 50 miles away or something like that. It was just horrid, wow. And he was missing spots left and oh my god.
Wow. Anyways, Crimson wins. Next, Knockout Championship, Mickie James versus Zombie Love with Winter.
Oh, yeah, I gotta tell you, did you ever get that, that thing I posted on your wall, dude?
Which one?
A
lot of stuff. So.
Apparently, LOL TNA is going to be here in San Diego for Comic-Con.
TNA is gonna be here. Wait, did you just post this?
No, this was like I posted this like a long time ago. It was like, look at your fucking wall. You know what? Never mind. Keep going.
No. I want to see this. How far back is this shit?
I think like about 2 weeks back.
Motherfucker, I missed that. Well, let's
Hold
see.
Hold on, let me link it to you. Yeah, no, I was like, well, Tony Kornheiser Y.JPEG.
Tony Kornheiser. Oh, that was it? I thought it was.
Yeah, that's why I left you as like a message, and I linked you to the actual thing. It said there like, yeah, it says that Mickey James will wrestle Impact Wrestling match at San Diego Comic Con at Friday, July 22nd.
Against who?
We don't know, but this just confirms that that LOL TNA is gonna be there, and I mean like.
Okay, I have a bit of a mixed feeling about this. Well, let me see. First of all, let's see. Okay, first of all, here's the thing. Okay, if it's just gonna be Mickey James, okay, I'm fine. I mean, I respect her as women's wrestler, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with that. If they're bringing any other people, I might have a bit of a mixed feeling about it. I mean, if they're bringing back
Robin, that's why it's like, I'm pretty sure they're gonna bring in other people as well.
I mean, if they bring back Robin, then it's like, damn it, like, do I have to wear a costume again? You know, maybe he'll compliment it again, just like last time, a couple of years ago.
I'm still certain by like the way you described it, I'm pretty sure he was high and he was like,
I'm sure he was high. Okay, listen, okay.
Like, oh, dude.
Yeah, in case you don't know what happened. Man. Okay, in case you don't know what happened, it was 2008, Comic-Con. This was when Comic-Con had a Kubo Taito and Hiromashima as a guest of honor. And I actually went to during the Bionic Commando panel. I just snuck out, went to the RSL the autograph area, and there he was, Rob Van Dam, and I was actually wearing my Grimjaw costume, and he was like, oh dude, that's a pretty cool costume, man. Like, how do you get the jaw stay on? And you know. Like,
dude, the jaw is like part of his skin. Whoa.
I know.
Touch it, man. Whoa.
Oh, man, dude, if only, you know? I will say this, though, like, when I looked at him, he's just like. He had that kind of stoner vibe, you know? And look, I heard stories, okay?
I heard things.
and, like.
Like, no disrespect either. The man's really cool. The man's really cool. But it's like, I always for certain when you tell me something, he's like, I'm pretty sure he did the entire bag.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, it's just the most of it was just the way he speaks. You know, it was just so cool, slow, and like I was just thinking, like
us going at a million miles per hour.
I know, like, all I know, he was gonna ask me, like, "Oh, dude, awesome costume, man! Are you cosplaying from Star Wars?" Like, I'd be like,
"Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. I am dressed up as Darth Maul's son, who turned into a Jedi."
No, just say, look. No, just say, look, I'm cosplaying Bossk, okay? That's what I'm trying to be, I'm Bossk. For God's sake, for the last fucking time, I'm Bossk!
And he'd be like, dude, chill, man. I know how you feel, you know? Like, they think I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme, but I'm not, you know?
Anyways.
Oh, that was, look, don't get me wrong. I mean, I got his autograph, and I think he's a really cool guy to talk to.
No, he is. I got his autograph as well.
The way
you describe it to me, it's just like, I can't help but think that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but you know what? It's just that one instance, you know? That one brief instance is just thinking like, okay, I respect the guy, but he has to be high. I'm sorry, but he has to be high as kite. That was really memorable, though. I will say that, you know.
Anyways, but like, as I was trying to say, they're gonna. It looks like they're gonna have something. I think they're gonna have a ring in the middle of the convention center, which is a bad idea in my opinion.
It depends. I mean, look, I think rings in the middle of a convention center. I mean, first PMX I went to, they had a AJPW wrestling match in the dealer's hall.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I actually met Rocky Romero.
Oh, yeah. Mesías.
Yes, this, and you know what? This was fresh off of a Havana Pitbulls too. You know, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome that you got to meet the AAA World Heavyweight Champion before he became the World Heavyweight Champion.
I know. How tripping is that?
I know.
Oh.
Memories.
Yes. I believe last year's E3, not this recent one, but the last year's E3, they had the ring in the middle of them, in the middle of hall too. Konami's Lucha Libre,
Heroes of Big. They did the big match to see who'd be in the cover, and I think it was like King. It was like Wagner. Dr. Wagner Jr., Silver King, actually, LA Park.
It wasn't Silver King, I believe. I think it was Supernova.
Oh, I don't know anymore. That was year ago. I can't remember. I can't remember goddamn cards anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? All you have to know is that Wagner won that one. So
yeah, obvious if you haven't been to a game store by now.
Yes, that's Dr. Wagner.
Yeah. So what the hell were we?
The Knockout Championship match. Mickey James won that one. Moving on.
Thank you.
Yeah, moving on. Bully Ray versus AJ Styles in last man standing match.
I still say they should have just pulled their pants down and measured their cocks and had a cock fight right there.
It's just like, it just keeps going.
Which, AJ Styles is out there. I'm pretty sure he's spewing the same thing as well. My penis is bigger than yours!
Oh, actually, they just whooped each other's ass for 20 minutes.
And, yeah. Anyways, keep going.
Anyways, Bully Ray won this one. And, after that match is a TNA World Heavyweight title match between Sting versus Mr. Anderson. And Mr. Anderson actually won this one. So he's now
the new... he won this one via shenanigans, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because apparently it was supposed to be a 3 count, but, ref counted 2. Mm-hmm. Even the fans were like, that was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anderson low blows Sting, and then that's how he became a champ.
Yep. Well, you get to... That's the only... Anyways, keep going. We're almost done with this, thank God.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett versus Kurt Angle in the number one contenders match. You know what? Kurt Angle wins. There. Done.
Oh, boy. Oh, what? Wow.
What's up?
Samoa Joe's out there. This could be interesting.
Or bad.
Well, he's got the mic, and he's... Like, I've been hearing rumors that what they want to do at Destination X, they want to have Christopher Daniels versus AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
Oh, my God, it's like, me.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God, if that's... If only, exactly.
Holy shit, that would be like a second coming of Macho Man Randy Savage.
He resurrected himself, and he became those three men.
It's like... There's Macho versus Man versus Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah!
Oh, if only, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so get to the Impact Wrestling.
Yes, June 16th,
2011. And this was... Okay, I will say this. This is probably the best TNA Impact Wrestling I've seen in a long time. Doesn't mean it's good. But
no, because like it starts off pretty bad in my opinion.
Yeah, it does. But it's a lot of it had a lot of upside than before. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. So it starts off with Mr. Anderson. He's in the ring. He's like, you know what? I don't care what you people think. I'm an asshole. Asshole. And you know what? I'm going to have this party by myself. Because I'm an asshole. But now comes out Gunner and he's like, you know what? You're an asshole. And then Mr. Anderson's like, you know what? You're an asshole too. And then you know what? And then they book a match. And I'm like...
Can I say something?
That was my head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, where the hell did Gunner come from?
Yep, this is it. This is the confirmation. There's Thirst River fucking Daniels.
It's confirmed?
It's all but confirmed. All three of these guys are in the fucking ring. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be like, you know what? Sell this fucking shit.
Yes! Yes! Oh, awesome. Damn, I might actually have to watch Destination X now. Holy crap.
Same here. It looks like also I'm gonna have to watch the regular, the standard SD version of Impact tonight to catch this because I'm recording. Anyways, so, where the fuck did Gunner come from? That's a good question.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever seen him come up in any conversation up till now, and who the fuck gave him the key to the ring?
Not just that, but like... In what fucking way or what fucking form do you deserve a fucking title shot, man? Seriously.
Yeah. What have you done lately?
Nothing!
Thank you! So,
After the commercial break, it was Hernandez versus Devon. And I think the Pope was there in ringside with Devon's family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like Hernandez had the upper hand during the match. Mm-hmm. And I think Devon's son asked the Pope to run interference.
Yeah.
And then Devon got Hernandez in a Luthes press and then just got him down and he won by DQ.
Right. Because Anarchy attacks him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anarchy attacks him and shenanigans, but it seems like they're establishing something with the Pope and Devon, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's a mixed bag. I mean, look, I think Mexican America really ran out of gas like long ass time ago. They're just there, and with this, this could go both ways. Either the Pope versus Devon, or the Pope and Devon form a tag team and do something. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like I think they're just gonna make a tag team, and then they're gonna dissolve within two or three months, and then.
I mean, I'm okay with that because, you know, that title that the Storm and Shelly has, that's gotta go somewhere.
True. But no, it's just like, that's the nature of TNA, in my opinion. It's just like, don't grow attached to anyone unless it's like a really big name or something like that. Like AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe. Because anybody else, it's like, oh, we're gonna drop them like a fly because we're gonna switch alliances. They're gonna be a heel now because, well, we don't know what to do with them anymore.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's a...
After full... that.
Okay, yeah, this
after
is the...
That.
Ugh. This is the... Okay.
Alright. No, you handle this one. Because this...
Okay,
I don't know.
Go.
I don't know
go.
What to think of this.
Well, if you bring all you want.
Kurt Angle comes out. He's like, you know what? I did this with my broken freaking neck. And I was able to beat him. But you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go to London in 2012. By my broken freaking neck! And then out comes out Jarrett. Jarrett's like, you know what, man? You know what? They're slap nuts. I want one more. I want to get you one more time. If I win, if you win, you know, I get to go down to Mexico. And Kurt Angle was like, well, you know what? I can do all this by my broken freaking neck!
Okay. Is it my turn to say something now?
Yes. Because I pretty much summed up everything.
Yeah, I know. So, first of all, you're done! Your feud, your every fucking thing is done! It was done at Slammiversary. That was it. Game over. Kurt Angle won. Get the fuck out. What the fuck are you doing in the ring again?
That's what I want to know. Oh my god.
I was just literally yelling at the TV, like, what the fuck are you doing in there? Like, and it's on, it's over.
Calm down.
I'm just saying that's what I yelled out, you know, at the TV.
That's fine. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But it's like you're about to blow a blood vessel there. It's like, come on, there, dude.
I think I almost did when I watched it.
Yeah, but no, it's like it. You're all right. It's just like, oh, fuck. That's the first thing I said to myself. It's like, oh fuck. I even read the spoilers to this match. I said that I read the spoilers to this match, and I'm like, oh my fucking god, they are not fucking doing this. Oh my god, they're fucking doing this. Oh my fucking god. And to be honest with you, reading the spoilers lessened the impact. So it was like more along the lines of like, oh, fuck these people. I just drowned the noise. All I remember was Kurt Angle saying that he wants to be part of the Olympics. I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Nah.
Nah. No. No.
No.
I'm dead serious. Even if he does qualify, it's like that thing that his neck is like this close from snapping off from it's like there's a really thin line that's keeping his head connected to his body right now, and yeah, I don't think the Olympic Committee would like that.
No. Although, unless if the whole intention of the Olympic Committee is to create a train wreck.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, let's get out of this subject, for God's sakes. Because we got to talk about a little bit more about this later.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, what ended up happening was they just accepted to have a street fight. And they said, okay, yeah, they'll have a street fight. And, yeah, they had a street fight. But that's not till later. Anyways, Eric goes into the back looking for Matt Morgan. And he says, like, I want to fight someone for my title. And he's like, I'm not going to fight your title. He's like, you know what? Fine. I'll find someone else. And then they're like, well, we're going to have a 12-man tournament to see who's going to get a contract for TNA tonight. So Impact Wrestling tonight, starting tonight, will have a X Division match. So here we go. This is the most awesome thing ever here, ladies. This was actually the best match of the night here. It was Kitty Cash.
Woo!
Jimmy Rave still coming out with a Guitar Hero guitar.
Woo!
And are you sitting down for this one? Because this one's the best one. Austin Aries.
Yay! You should.
Even though he already announced his retirement, and yeah, he fooled us all.
But doesn't matter. You know, you should see me right now. I'm flailing like Kermit the Frog. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! And you know what? He actually looks like sort of like his old self. You know, like the whole, mutton chop and stuff.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. Like, I've still gotten used to his later style.
The porn star mustache.
I almost didn't recognize him. Yeah, I was like, oh my god, I didn't recognize him.
Rams is right, this was the best match of the night, bar fucking none.
Yeah, and, like, seriously, Kid Cash, you know, say what you will, you know, I looked at him and I was like, god damn, this guy's old, but wow, he still put up a good match. Jimmy Rave, yeah, whatever, you know, you give or take with him.
Mm-hmm.
But Austin Aries, you know, you look at him like, holy shit. The man demands respect, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would just toss him a fucking respect at a drop of the dime.
Yeah. So
and
the winner, guess who?
The
guess
winner.
Who, guess, yeah, the winner.
The winner is Austin Aries by his traditional finisher, Brainbuster.
Yay! So Velvet Sky and Miss Tessmacher were just walking in the back, and then yeah, that they were just walking into the ring to have a tag match against Sarita and Rosita, and ODB interfered, and Sarita and Rosita won. So,
yeah.
And then what ended up happening was after the match was, I completely forgot about this as I'm reading this. During the match, Jackie attacked Velvet Sky from the back. So, yeah.
Jacqueline's back.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Back, business as usual, dude. You're getting all the better people back in TNA. Thank God.
Oh, thank goodness.
So,
Jeff Jarrett's in the back with Hulk Hogan. He's like, you know, Hulk Hogan's like, you know, brother, you need to do this, brother, because you know, you're TNA, you know, you got to do this for TNA and stuff like that, because we need you, this and that, blah blah blah, brother. I'm like, just show your penis already. Yeah, just show your penis and just get. Okay, yeah. After. Oh my god.
That was the weirdest part.
Okay, so Sting comes out. And he's all like, and Sting's like, you know what, brother? You've been lying to everybody all this time, you know that? And Hulk Hogan's like, you know what? I don't know what you're talking about there, brother. This is the real me, brother. I don't know what you're talking. And Sting's like, you know what? You're a big fat liar. And you know what I'm going to do? You know what? How about I give you a paint job? I'm like, what the fuck? And it looks like he's doing something. And I'm like,
And turns out it's just red face paint.
I was thinking to myself, I literally messaged you. I'm like, what the fuck happened here? What the fuck? He looks like Jeff Hardy.
You know what I think it is? Think back to the WCW when he wore the red paint.
Oh.
Yes, That's right. We're getting back we might be getting the NWO Sting.
Yeah, but still, he did it again. Like. I'm just gonna say it right now. He did it again to Eric Bischoff earlier tonight. I'm looking back at my TV as I'm like back forth. Goddamn ADD. Anyways,
motherfuck.
So anyways, so ODB and Jackie are yelling at the screen, and then Velvet Sky attacks him. Again, I'm just like, I have my hands in the air, like, okay. Oh god, and then this shit happened. Oh god. I can't say it with a straight face.
Okay, you want me to do it?
I got it. Because Austin Aries is being interviewed by fucking people. He's being interviewed by Jason Harvey, Kevin from, you know, Kevin's brother from the Wonder Years. And then, out of nowhere, Eric Young comes up, and he's like, he challenges him. And he fucking attacks him. He has Dawson Eric to pin him. What the fuck was that?
Okay, look, when I saw that, I was just like, what the hell just happened? I missed something. Wait. No, I didn't miss anything. That was it. What?
Exactly! That's exactly how I felt. I was like, wait. I hit rewind on my DVR. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, you don't get a clear shot of Jason Harvey until, for about a split second. And, like, you don't know who the hell Eric Young is talking to at first. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys? And, yeah. It looks like he just defended his TV title against him, so.
This has become so fucking stupid, you know?
I know.
God. This is just beyond stupid at this point. I'm sorry, you know?
Oh, no, that's fine. Is that fucking Ricky Ortiz? Yeah.
Like, TV. Like, make TV. You know what? You know what they should do?
What?
You know what they should do? Like, you know what? Just hire like at least like half of those involved in the Destination X. Like this tournament, ongoing tournament, just hire at least half of them so that the half of those group can go for the X Division title. The other half can fight over the television title. Make it meaningful. You're on a fucking TV and you have a TV title. Make it meaningful.
Oh my god, this is the worst part. I saw the show.
Yeah.
But as I'm reading this, just to refresh my memory, I'm reading this, you know, I'm just reading the results. The guy that's reading the results didn't even know that who the guy interviewing was. I was like, oh my god.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, so.
Fucking mess, but go on. Yeah. Next.
This was actually another very decent match. Samoa Joe versus Rob Van Dam for the Bound for Glory series.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, I don't know. It's like one of those things where it's just like, do we really need to work with the points and stuff like that? Really? Ugh, my head hurt when I...
Yeah, but you know what? Let's see what happens with it. I mean, a lot of people are saying like this is a good move, but you know what? And we won't know until the end.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what? This could be good. But like, this was a pretty good match. What did you think of it?
Oh, man, I loved it. Like, this is vintage TNA.
Yeah, this is how TNA should be, so...
Yeah, should have been.
Went for the Samoa Joe went for the Muscle Buster, but he blocked it, and he pushed him off the ropes, and RVD hit the Frog Splash, and he got the win.
Mm-hmm. So now RVD is up 7 points.
Mm-hmm. Apparently also, Samoa Joe's also up 7 points. I'm looking at the numbers, I'm like...
Alright, but let's go.
Anyways, yeah.
The main event that nobody gave a damn about.
Oh my god. And apparently this is non-title, by the way. So, I don't know. So, it was Gunner versus Mr. Anderson. And, yeah. It was there. And Mr. Gunner won.
Yeah, and here's my problem with it. Why are you making Anderson lose? Like, you just killed all the fucking momentum he had. Exactly.
No, the worst part is, who the fuck is Gunner?
I know.
Who the fuck? Who the fucking hell is this guy? Oh my god, I'm not even... I'm frothing in my mouth right now. I'm like, I have saliva on the... I swear to god. Anyways, so they announced the next Bound for Glory series match was going to be Bully Ray versus Scott Steiner, which just happened. It was a pretty decent match. So,
I think what Steiner said is hilarious. Like, you know, Steiner said, like, you know, Bully Ray, I don't have any cheeseburgers or donuts in the pocket. Steiner says that Bully Ray doesn't have any cheeseburgers or donuts in his pocket. He says, I know you love sugar, but I ain't got none. I was like, oh, you. Beautiful. Oh, Steiner, you.
He likes making fun. He makes fun of him because he's fat. Anyways.
Fat asses. Anyways, we go into parking lot brawl, which was... You know what?
Choreographed fucking match ever. And right. I'm still gonna fucking make a video of that fight and set it to, like, Guile's theme. I swear to God, that's all it needed just for that cheese factor to be, like, up to 50.
Maybe it'll make that match so much better, because, you know, Guile's theme song makes everything better.
I don't know. Like, you actually enjoyed it. That was like, oh my god, this is the most choreographed thing ever.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I know it's choreographed, okay? And I'm not going to say it's the best fucking match, you know? Obviously, that goes to the X Division, you know, the tournament. Mm-hmm. But for what it was worth, it was good because two things. One, the camera angles were good. Two, a couple of the spots here and there, like, you know, getting tossed into the car and then an ankle slam onto the car, it actually looked brutal, you know?
Yeah, I will admit that.
Yeah, so I went into this match expecting a complete shit. So you have to understand that my expectations were low as hell to begin with, and I got something out of it. That's good to me.
Considering also it's Kurt Angle versus Jeff Jarrett.
But so, in the end, Angle won via adios.
Yeah. He just beat him and that's it. Like I said, the biggest problem for me was just... I just thought, like, it was the most choreographed street fight. Because I was just for me, I expect a street fight, just two men just rolling around, just punching each other, just doing mounted punches, and that's pretty much about it. This is just like...
You could go both ways. Like, if you want just mounting punches, you could just... you could just go watch UFC, and then if you want a real brawl, go see, you know, Combat Zone Wrestling.
Okay, Combat Zone Wrestling, it's like... Oh my god, all I got is images of fucking The Wrestler. Oh god.
Oh.
Nico Butcher trying to stapling the $5 bill on his... Was it? Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that post-match. It was just... Oh man, I cringed.
It was bad. I saw the thing in the theater. I was like, holy fuck. Ah. Oh my god. Anyways, that's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
That's a whole different topic, but
again,
overall, it was a good show. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was like the X Division match with Austin Aries, very 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 good. Samoa Joe versus Rob Van Dam, very good. Everything else wasn't horrible. But it was that's a good thing. It's like everything else that would you think on paper is horrible wasn't that bad. Especially the segment with the beginning the segment with before the brawl with Jeff Jarrett and Critical. It wasn't that bad. Like it looked bad on paper. Let me tell you that much. It looked horrible on paper, but it was better than I expected it to be. Or maybe it was like just not as bad as I expected it to be.
Yeah. I mean, look, when you see some of these segments for real, like, they are not as bad as it seems. You know, the problem is they still have a lot of stupid ass bits. I think that was like a good news and the bad news part. You know, they still have stupid ass bits, but the amount of stupidity was lower than all the other TNA shows before.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying a lot, but you know.
I guess this is why I said, I think I said this to you. This is where, like, this is literally, like, you rather take the shot to the foot than a shot to the face.
Mm-hmm. Or a shot to the nut, for that matter. Yeah. But I will say take a shot somewhere else other than your nuts, but...
Yeah.
Point being, yeah, I mean, you know what, this was actually, like, to the very least, it was tolerable.
Yeah, I really, like I said, I really enjoyed Impact that last week, and this week is starting to look pretty good, but now I'm seeing Winter killing someone on the screen.
Okay, back to square one!
Anyways, so that pretty much wraps up everything that happened in between that pretty much wrapped up everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, any news you want to bring up, or any indie plugs you want to bring up?
Not yet. Well, because I think a lot of the announcement happened during the middle of the July.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know.
All right, well, all right then. So, I guess we're done, right?
Yeah, we're done.
All right, we're done, guys. So, let me run down the little text here. So, if you want to get in contact with us, you can get a hold of us in many different ways. You can go to www.elasticjoint.com. That is our website for all of our toy reviews, and also all of our show notes for this show, and also our other show that we host called the PlastiCast. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Plastic Joint. And if you want to get a hold of us on our Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/PlasticJoint. And if you want to email us, you can email us at PlasticJointPodcast@gmail.com. Again, the email is PlasticJointPodcast@gmail.com. So, I am Ramses Rivera.
And I'm Stan, saying... Ring the damn bell!
How dare you? How dare me? How dare you? How dare me? How dare you? Really? Really? Yeah.
Really? 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 Riley!
Riley?
Randy!
Randy?
Riley!
Randy!
Riley!
Randy!
Riley!
Randy!
Riley!
Randy!
Jimmy! 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 Jimmy!